There are few roads in the world more famous and iconic than America's Route 66, the 2,500-mile highway from Chicago in the east to Santa Monica in the west is still a popular tourist attraction. Jim Hinckley has spent decades researching and travelling the road, which he details in his book, Travel Route 66. And when I spoke with him, he revealed a surprising fact.
Officially, Route 66 does not exist at all. In 1985, it was removed from the Register of U.S. Highways. But 95% of the road, or a little bit more, is still drivable.
When the road was created in 1926, it was christened the Main Street of America. And Jim says it still represents a microcosm of landscapes you'll find throughout the country.
The landscapes you pass through are the cities, like Chicago, Los Angeles, but you also cross through the heartlands of the farm country in Illinois and the Ozark Mountains of Missouri. And then you get into the Great Plains that you see in the movies of Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, and the stunning beauty of New Mexico, Arizona, the Grand Canyon, the Painted Desert, the Petrified Forest. It surprises a lot of people when you drive through Arizona. You can literally, in one day's time, be sunbathing on the Colorado River and go skiing along Route 66 that afternoon.
Jim told me that communities along Route 66 thrived with the increase in traffic, but as the road developed and faster interstate highways bypassed sections, some of them fell on hard times and became deserted.
Glen Rio, Texas, it was a thriving community established about 1905, but with the bypass in the mid-70s, it became a literal ghost town.
Luckily, there's been a renewed interest in the highway, which Jim says is creating a real buzz along the route.
Places that were abandoned, tourist attractions, motels, quirky trading posts. Now, people from all over the world are buying and renovating these properties.
Jim joked it's taken him 40 years to really get to know the route, but says anybody wanting to drive along it should set aside at least 2 weeks. And he had a better idea if you don't want to be rushed.
Pick a section, something that interests you. If you just drove the section in Illinois, and you have things like the home of President Abraham Lincoln and his presidential library are all on Route 66.
Jim told me his favorite section of Route 66 is in the southwest of the country.
You would fly into Las Vegas, Nevada, drive down the Colorado River, and then take Route 66 up to Flagstaff, and then go up to the Grand Canyon, and then back to Las Vegas.
Jim says you have to keep an eye on the weather, and choose carefully the time of year to go.
It's open all year, but you do encounter things. My favorite time of year for traveling the road is May into the first week of June, and I really like the fall, mid-September into late October. When you drive Arizona, you picture sun, deserts. Well, it's not uncommon around Belmont, Arizona, Flagstaff, and Williams. You can run into some pretty serious snowstorms as late as March and into April.
Jim Hinckley's book, Travel Route 66, offers detailed itineraries and things to see along the way. You can get it from Amazon.